This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends of Bulger's two enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are now broadcasting from Spring Hill, Tennessee. Our friend Brandon Taylor is here, and we are going to be doing a couple events with him. And, boy, oh, boy, is this guy on his game, to say the least. He is having meetings with the city officials, the sheriffs, local authorities. He is creating resolutions to shut down federal government concerning their illegalities, concerning disarmament of the American people, concerning their crimes against we the people. Just putting it into the proper perspective for you. So we're going to be doing a couple events with him over the next couple days, and we're happy to be here. And boy, oh boy, are we proud of Brandon Taylor right now, man. This guy is doing this stuff in this particular area concerning what it takes to bring about change. And I'm telling you, the message here isn't gloom and doom. It's get busy because we can do this. And they trust and believe the same way that we trust and believe in the living God. And I'm telling you what, they're getting results, friends. So it's been a long week and a half, to say the least. It really has been. And again, we continuously share with you every step of the way as to what we're doing and where we're at, where we're getting in trouble, whatever the case might be, for doing the right thing, of course. And it started out in Minneapolis last Tuesday, and we left after the radio program. And once we left there, it was about 3 o'clock Central Standard, and we drove all the way to Michigan. So we went into Eastern time zone, and we drove 13 hours there, did an event in Hastings, Minnesota. We woke up. The next day, we drove a couple hours over to Novi, Michigan, did an event there, which was a great event, by the way. And we had a packed house there. And then we woke up the very next day, and then we drove 5 hours to Millersburg, Ohio. We woke up from there, and we literally drove 45 minutes to do a church in Warsaw, Ohio. And when we were done with that church service, friends, I kid you negative, we drove over to that of Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, which was 7 hours after that church service. The very next morning, we wake up. We did television with none other than, well, what do I say, Alan Keyes, one of the most respected guys in this country. He's kind of the go-to guy for the younger guys, and he's just a really smart guy, and we're honored to be a part of what he's doing over there as well. But we met with U.S. former ambassador, of Alan Keyes. Of course, we're doing articles every day. Of course, we're doing live radio every day. And then, friends, one more step. We wake up at 5:30 the next morning, literally, and then we drive over to another particular part of, I believe it was Loudoun, Tennessee. I can stand corrected on that. We did an event with a packed house there that morning with some older folks, which was awesome. And then we did an article. Then we did radio. Then, of course, study in between all of this. Then we did another 3-hour service last night at a local church there. It's called Patriot Church in Tennessee. And I'm telling you what, these folks are on their game. And at that point, I'm starting to feel a little laggy, but no complaints, of course. Then we get up, friends, again, just taking it one more step. We get up the very next morning. We drive another 3 hours, and now we're in Spring Hill to do a couple more events. So this is how you do it. I get people continuously asking me the question, so what are we supposed to do? Well, the same thing that we're doing. Jesus said, if you follow me, I'll make you to become fishers of men, Matthew 4:19. His heart is to go out and seek and save that which is lost, Luke 19:10. He also said, for those that don't quite understand what he said, I'm going to share it with you now. Say not that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. He said, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field. So we raise our hand and say, Lord, we're ready to go. We know that life is but a vapor. Our time is short. Your word again says that we are to redeem the times, make most of the time. And I'll tell you what, friends, that's exactly what we're doing. And every step of the way, we see the hand of the Lord. As if to suggest he's never there. No, never. He's always there. He sees all things. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells us that a sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. The Bible tells us that he knows the very hairs, the numbers of hairs on our head. That's pretty cool, friends. We have an all-seeing God, regardless of where we may be. That's how big and awesome and omnipotent he really is and omnipresent. So again, friends, we are just out here doing our best to lead the way. Remember, good leaders are the best followers of Christ. And that's what we mean when we talk about leading the way. The best exhibition of Christianity is bringing the answers to the world, for that is the church's obligation. And as a matter of fact, it's the Lord's commandment, not suggestion. Check out Isaiah 58, verse 12, when you get just a moment. Now, friends, before we get into today's topic, I do want you to understand that there's a lot of good things happening today in the country. I've got friends all over the country. I get news feeds all day long telling me what's going on, and 99% of it, it's all bad. It really is. And I'm sick of the bad news, so much so that I understand that I still have the freedom to do the right things. So I am doing what I can do, again, with the allotted time given unto me, 70 years, 80 in strength, read Psalm 90. By the way, that book of Psalms was actually written by Moses, not David, just so you know. But we believe it, that we, if we're willing to fight, the Lord's willing to give us the results. And again, that's exactly what's happening out here even today. And so what I was saying here, friends, is we're going to be talking about good government is standing up, and they are literally putting down tyrants. Do you understand, friends, when I say things like that, that when I take the time and look at the usurpations of a king across the pond named King George, and what it is that our forefathers did not tolerate? Because again, keep in mind, our forefathers who were called terrorists by the tyrant king across the pond, they were constantly trying to reach back to the king to appease, to bring about peaceful measures. They called them back in the day olive branches. And what our forefathers realized is that the tyrant king across the pond continuously refused their means of appeasement, of making peace before God. And it got to the point where our forefathers said, this is enough, because no matter what measures that we take, no matter what measures that we make, that tyrant king will not be ruled by God. And it's our Christian duty to throw off that tyrant. And what I'm saying here, friends, is I want you to understand that America, if you take the time to read the Declaration of Independence and that alone, just the Declaration of Independence, friends, you're going to see that three-quarters of that documentation is what our forefathers didn't tolerate when it came from the abuses of the king across the pond. In parallel to that, do you realize, Americans, that you have far surpassed what our forefathers would have ever tolerated in a million years? It's time for us to grow up. It's time for us to...
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions equal housing matter license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAssets.org number 3030.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, again broadcasting live from Tennessee. For those that are new watchers and new listeners to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we do a national broadcast 6 days a week, okay, from 2 to 3 Central Standard and from 2 to 4 Central Standard on Saturdays. And you need to understand that if you're on social media platforms, if you're listening to commercials, it's because we're doing a live broadcast into 140 cities across the United States of America. We're also broadcasting into 53 different countries as well. So do consider the outcast, and broadcast as to how you're getting it. So if you're trying to figure out why is there commercials right now, it's because we are broadcasting live, and they are not our commercials. They are Genesis Communication Networks, and we appreciate them. We are a ministry, and we are supported by you, the people. And if we were in a place to receive enough support, we wouldn't have to have all of the commercials all the time, but they've got to pay the bills. You understand. So, by the way, I'd also ask that you consider keeping us out here. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to membership. Become a son or daughter of liberty. And, again, we appreciate all the support that you give us. But I'm telling you what, friends, we can do more than what we're doing right now. Sons of Liberty Media, go to membership. By the way, if you want to book us the next 3 months, folks, I'm telling you, we are getting booked up quick. Now's the time to do that. If you want to know who we are, what it is that we've been doing for the last 23 years, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go through our whole site. It will tell you everything that we've done, what we're doing. It will give you letters of recommendation from you name it, political people, church people, whatever the case might be, people that we respect, by the way. That's all found on sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to book us, now's the time to do it. That number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Just a side note with that, friends, every time we do an event, three more doors open up, okay? So, for example, we just did an event yesterday morning. I'm certain of it, friends. We're going to get at least 3 to 5 invitations back. That's why when we say we go out, friends, you need to understand that we get the same response everywhere we're going. And it's no accolade to myself. It belongs to the Lord. But, friends, there's a standing ovation every time we're done doing what we're doing. And it's not because of us. It's because of him who sacrificed himself on the cross of Calvary as the propitiation of the sins, not just for me, but for the whole world, as it tells us in 1 John chapter 2. Okay? So go ahead and check that out. If you want to book us, 1-866-233-0747. Also, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll find 13 to 15 articles over there, friends, that are combating the lies in the mainstream media. Keep in mind the big tech companies are doing everything in their power to divert the American people away from us. They're trying to do everything in their power to defame us, and they're going to get sued for it, by the way. We have big tech companies that are labeling us. We have Wikipedia, who personally came after us. And it's interesting, friends, the people that will come to your aid when you are under attack, but only this only happens in the will of God, rest assured. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto the social media platforms, join us on Top Chat. If you want to go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, you'll see us on the front page there. BeforeIt'sNews.com, go ahead and click onto it and join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, friends, I am Stack 3 ready. I mean, it's all accessible right in front of me right now. We're broadcasting from a hotel room in Spring Hill, Tennessee right now, but I can take all your phone calls. It's called Comrac Stack Classic, okay? So if you want to call in, you can do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Read 1 Corinthians 11:1 and listen to what Paul, the man that's responsible for writing truth while inspired by God to write two-thirds of the New Testament, had to say in 1 Corinthians 11:1. And again, you will understand exactly what's going on here. Friends, I got a question for you. Yesterday when I was preaching, and I've said this before, but it just kind of really overtook me in thought. All of the warfare that you're enduring in this country right now, do you realize that if you took a foreigner, let's just say any country, literally, that comes into America, let's say they go into the international airport in Chicago, you can bring an individual from a foreign country into America, and they can tell you that 99% of the warfare that you endure is created by the mainstream media, and it's created by corrupt politicians who are working hand in glove to upend your U.S. Constitution to implement a new form of government. Do you realize that? Do you realize that the new card now, again, it's old. There's nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:9. But do you see what they're playing now, the media and the corrupt politicians, you know, racist? Aren't you sick of, and sick and tired of them using the method, which is old as the sun, which is used to continuously browbeat you into submission? Do you realize that this is coming from those that are inciting domestic warfare continuously against we the people? Do you realize that this is all coming from less than 1.7% of the population that's doing their best to pit us one against another? Are you sick of it yet? Yeah, I am too. It's interesting because all the way to the point where I'm at right now, and I'm at probably about the 2,200 mark as far as how many miles we've driven just on this tour alone. 2,200 miles. Folks, I've ran into yellow people. I've ran into brown people. I've ran into black people. And all this racism and division, Mark 3:25, that they're creating, it doesn't exist, friends. It just doesn't exist. I walk into the hotel room, and now the new thing is Asian racism. What are you talking about? Friends, do you understand the people that you're submitting to? And how do you submit to them? Well, you tolerate their crimes, like the media's and corrupt politicians, right? Because you don't deal with them and bring judgment upon their heads, they're going to continuously deal with the things that they're doing. And they're doing just that. But now they're suggesting to us Asian racism. So I wanted to prove the point because I knew this before. Leon Trotsky, back in 1927, he was the head of the maniacal madman Joseph Stalin. He actually ran his military until Stalin was so paranoid that he didn't trust Leon Trotsky anymore. So he had him picked to death in his country. He literally had him picked to death, an ice pick. He had him killed with an ice pick. See, this is what happens with these guys. They get so paranoid because of the crimes that they're guilty of, they begin to kill off everybody around themselves, just like Joseph Stalin did, and any other dictator, as a matter of fact. But, friends, you know what's interesting about this? Leon Trotsky, back in 1927, came up with a word called racism. Now, it could have been under a different name, but he named it racist, right? It's a made-up word by Russian revolutionary Leon Trotsky in 1927. And I want to say this. It's interesting. I have all these useful idiots online that say, can you believe what that dummy Bradley Dean had to say? Can you believe that he said that racism, the word racist, was actually brought in by Leon Trotsky in 1927? Well, I'll tell you what, smarty pants, why don't you go and do your research and you prove otherwise? I'll be sitting here for the next, 25 years before I'm transported as to where the Lord promised me concerning eternal life. Well, you're still trying to convince everybody that racist and racism has been around for a long time concerning the word. You know what I did? I did some homework again and again. I already knew what the conclusion was, and I went to the Webster's 1828. Now, keep in mind, Noah Webster was the author of Webster's Dictionary, the 1828 version. And when you open up he wrote a Bible too, by the way, but when you open up Webster's 1828, it has a picture of Noah Webster. And right under it, it says, Noah Webster, who taught millions to read and not one to violate God's moral law, sin, 1 John 3:4. Did you hear what I said? So he's a godly man. So I decided to go over to Webster's 1828 and type in the word racist or racism. Guess what, friends? No surprise here, again, because it's man-made. No surprise here. There is no definition of racism in Webster's 1828. When I did my due diligence on racist, I found so many different particles concerning the topic in discourse that it was almost hard to put together, but I did end up finding just one that actually showed me that the person that was doing their due diligence found and came to the same result that I did. The word wasn't there until modern history. Of course, it was used a different way. Don't get me wrong here. But again, we see the useful idiots today using racism to divide. Friends, Jesus came into the world to save not our skin, but our souls.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he is addressing the crowding of illegal immigrant children in U.S. camps. The president holding his first news conference in 64 days, saying,
I went to, for example, I used all the resources available to me, went to the Defense Department, and the Secretary of Defense has just made available Fort Bliss, 5,000 beds, be immediately available, 5,000 beds in the Texas border. So we're building back up the capacity that should have been maintained and built upon.
A lawyer for the suspected gunman in the Boulder, Colorado grocery store attack says her client has an unspecified mental illness. The judge ruling the suspect will be held without bond until his mental health can be evaluated. You're listening to USA Radio News. North Korea's actions this week have the world again taking note.
South Korean officials say that the North Korean military have test-fired a pair of ballistic missiles, the second time the North Koreans have launched a weapon in less than a week. The missiles splashed down in the Sea of Japan early Thursday morning local time. The South Korean government and the Pentagon are analyzing the flight paths for any additional information. The North Koreans launched a pair of short-range ballistic missiles over the weekend as well. The launches are believed to be the first missile tests from the regime since 2019. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is telling members of Congress that now is the time to make a generational investment in infrastructure.
The infrastructure status quo is a threat to our collective future. We face an imperative to create resilient infrastructure and confront inequities that have devastated communities.
Buttigieg testifying before a House committee. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
By the way, I just covered this just a couple days ago. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I shared with you, my friends, that Adolf Hitler's SS, for those that haven't done their homework, I'm going to give you a little more history here. Adolf Hitler's SS, again, were masculine homosexuals. Did you know that? There's a book out there called The Pink Swastika. Adolf Hitler appointed homosexuals and sodomites to his government because they were easily controlled. You were just listening to that of Pete Buttigieg, right, who they decided to pick up and throw in play to wield control over you, the people. Pete Buttigieg is a sick, twisted, demented, walking abomination who married his best friend, okay, a man. Okay. Just the other day, I shared with you that Rand Paul is another great American teaser. He's a sellout. Rand Paul is, Trey Gowdy is, Daryl Issa is, Jim Jordan is, Jason Chaffetz, Ted Cruz. They're all sellouts. They do nothing but entertain the conservatives, but at the end of the day, they lose over and over and over again. What am I talking about? Well, just like Adolf Hitler, I told you that there would probably be a confirmation of Rachel Levin. Okay, I'm not going to pretend with this man that he's a woman. Okay, but they just confirmed him as a woman as an assistant health secretary. The Senate just confirmed him. Okay, this on top of Donald Trump decriminalizing sodomy on a global basis. And if you go to the preceding criminal administration, that was Barack Obama, who appointed over 225 homosexuals, lesbians, and transgenders to federal government. On their heels are none other than the Muslims stacking themselves into government positions in this country. It's all a part of the curse. I want you to listen to me carefully. They're stacking government positions in this country with that of sodomites, transgenders, lesbians, and the such, for the very purpose of them doing what they're told to do, okay? if we would simply look at Scripture to understand prevention is better than cure, instead of waiting for the crimes to take place and learning the hard way, we can take heed to the Word of God and uphold His law in dealing with these people. It might be of interest for you to note that in every single state of our union, these people should be in jail at least for their crimes against nature. These crimes are in state statutes called crimes against nature, which is extracted from Romans 1:24. Folks, these people are walking abominations before God. And you better understand that the Sodomite community is being used temporarily, just like the Muslims are being used temporarily, just like any other subversive organization like that in America today is temporarily being used to upend our constitutional republic. They want to change the form of government. So what they're doing is they're using the debased sort to do their biddings for them. And I'm talking about the powers that are tolerated. When you get a moment, read Romans 1:24. And by the way, I can bring it to another point here, too, before we get to our main topic. Do you see in Oregon right now, you have a bisexual, Kate Brown. She is a flake. She is the definition of a reprobate. She is the definition, judging her by her fruit, Matthew 7:16. She is the definition of an abomination. She is also the walking exhibition of what it is that she is parroting and what it is that she's willing to do to wield more control over the people in her state. Now, what am I talking about? Well, did you know now Oregon wants to make COVID-19 restrictions permanent and track all vaccine refusers? Did you hear what I said? They want to make COVID-19 restrictions permanent and track all vaccine refusers. That's what they want to do. This is why I continuously tell my friends, if you want the answers, you better get back to God's commandments and get away from man's commandments. Because until these people are judged publicly, teaching others to fear God in the manner in which God prescribes in their judgment, nothing's going to change in this country. If you want to be soft judges, Americans, you better understand that you're making hardened criminals. These people are criminals. They're at war with God, and they want to prove it concerning the short time that they have on this planet. This is going to go on until the American people put their foot on the neck of these tyrants and judge them according to God's word, not man's word. If you want God's results, then do it the way that the Lord commands you to bring it about. If you want man's results, then go ahead and look at the injustice system today where they made it a bureaucracy. And again, the correction institutions, as they call them in America, friends, right, which breeds crime and criminals, they make over $64 billion a year off the ignorance of the American people and the taxpayers. Why? Because they don't want to listen to the Lord. Let's get back to what the Word of God says, friends, because quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of what I'm seeing here. These are criminals that are being appointed to government to wield more control over you because they're easy culprits to actually control over the people. I'm going to take this quick phone call, and we're going to get over to our main topic. We got Nancy calling in from Wisconsin. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. What say you?
Hey, Bradley. I understand you spell your name with two E's. I do, too. Nancy.
Okay.
N-A-N-C-E. Well, you know,
okay,
I'm
a, cool.
I love Jesus. I'm born again for 30 years, and I've been listening to a lot of different things. I listened to you guys for the first time today. I praise God that I can get some people who are talking about the Scripture, for one. But my main question, I've been told that this is going to be fine, and they're going to come and, you know, rescue everybody, and they're going to change the government and put people in jail. But that never happened, and I'm assuming it's not going to. But my main question is, with our soldiers, you know, military people, and they took an oath saying they were going to protect the Constitution and the citizens of the United States. I find it hard to believe that men and women have laid their lives down, and now they're going to turn their back on us? I don't understand that. Is there
the military. I've got a lot of friends in military and law enforcement. I have people in government that are my friends, and I've written on this extensively. And I'll tell you what, they've taken tests on our military to see what branches would turn on their own people. And so what they see and what they find is that a majority of them will not turn on their own people. So what they're doing is just kicking the can down the road to raise up another generation that will ultimately turn on the American people, which tells me and you, Nancy, that we still have time to right the wrongs. See, the problem they're having is the U.S. military are our grandpas and our dads and our uncles and our brothers and our cousins and our friends and our neighbors, okay? And I just want to take this and put it in parallel, in contrast to what you're seeing in the People's White House. We know that Joe Biden, he's not my president. We know that Joe Biden is a fraud. We know that he committed the act of treason, okay? And for the powers that are tolerated through corrupt politicians in the mainstream media, which is controlled by the CIA, they want me and you to believe that 80 million people actually voted them in. Yet I've continuously inundated the American people with the fact from the mainstream media and their useful idiots when they are out and about on the presidential campaign. There was literally no one there. Literally not a person showed up for Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or Kamala Harris. It doesn't matter. They're trying to give us the message now that the military is on their side. So what happens? We're told 80 million people voted him in. Kamala Harris comes back to California. Literally two people show up, but this is that old Saul Alinsky tactic, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. And then we see Joe Biden using our family members to defend him against the very the people, namely the 80 million that allegedly voted him in. Now, I'm not that stupid. We know he's there by fraud. We know that he is being, he's using our military to defend him from, again, allegedly the 80 million people that voted him in. I'm being facetious here, friends. I hope you're catching what I'm saying here.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is they have a constitutional oath to uphold. And it's my understanding, and again, I know it's a fact, these people swear to God and to man that they're going to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. When our military, our boys, who I respect more than anyone does, because I come from a military family, when they take the time to read the U.S. Constitution and they see an unlawful edict come down, like they have the 53 executive orders, which are unconstitutional, from this criminal in the People's White House, that's occupying in the People's White House right now, when they read the U.S. Constitution, they're going to understand right then and there if something unconstitutional comes down the pike. They're going to have to turn and deal with him rather than the innocent people that are good people, such as themselves, upholding the same laws.
In the meantime, what can we do as citizens so that we can get to that place where somebody's going to take a stand for righteousness?
Well, we are. That's why I've been driving.
You guys are, yes, praise God.
Week and a half. There's a lot of people.
The normal citizen doesn't really know. They say, okay, this is what's happening, and you know, what can you do? And no one ever answers the question, what can we do? What are we supposed to do?
Yeah, but I'm continuously answering that question, but I don't think people understand it. What we're doing is exactly what we should be doing. We're not bowing. We're not submitting to tyranny. We understand our founding documents, which are based on the Word of God. We're based on the Mosaic Institution, common law. And we see what those laws are. We see what it says in the Constitution. And we also understand that if our said representative government, acts out of their scope of authority, we, the people, have the responsibility and obligation before God and man and our posterity to invoke Article 2, Section 4, which means to impeach them. And then we have, after we impeach them, we are to prosecute them, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, for their crimes against we the people. So, here it is. When you get that far, then we can have another constitution or another conversation about what we're supposed to do. Because right now, that's the only thing that's going to save this constitutional republic, Nancy, is when the American people stand up and quit
bombing. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, everyone. This is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting from Tennessee, because us ordinary people are out there doing what we're doing today and fighting and defying tyranny to its face. That's what we're doing out here. Just had a call, Nancy from Wisconsin. We got cut off, but I did want to say the only answer to America's dilemma is the American people dealing with corruption in our government and in the mainstream media, putting it down and sending the message, we're not going to tolerate your crimes anymore. Check out Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. It's the only answer. I need to get over to my main topic here. And by the way, I wanted to say this too to Nancy. I'm sorry. But you were talking about Q and nonsense. You heard for 5 years how the military is going to do this. And, you know, just wait, just wait. They kept kicking the can down the road. That is a psyop. That is to neuter the American people into believing someone's going to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. You need to shut off Q and nonsense, okay? Because it's a psyop, the military psyop. And if you do a little homework, you will find that the Bolsheviks did the exact same thing to neuter their political opposition. Don't wait for anybody. The right time to do the right thing is right now. Don't wait for somebody else to do for you what God commanded you to do. And I also wanted to say one more thing. You know, Nancy, you had said that, ordinary people, what are we ordinary people to do? Well, what am I, abnormal? And I'm saying this with a smile on my face. What are we, abnormal? Did we, like, go to school for what we're doing today? No, the only school I went through was the School of Hard Knocks. I went through the same school the apostles went through, and it wasn't college, I can tell you that. It was trial and error. It was being raised up by the Holy Ghost. It was the Lord afflicting me for his purposes that I might learn his statutes, okay? Breaking me down to show me who I'm not, building me up to show me who I am in Christ. That's what school I went to. And the fact of the matter is, I'm looking at my posterity, and I'm thinking of your posterity even now, and I'm thinking, if I don't do it, then who's going to do it? And I got to say this with a question mark. If not me, then who? If not you, then who? If not now, then when? I'm asking you, if not now, then when? Because either we're going to go down in history as those that were the posterity of our forefathers, brave Christian men, or else we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools known to mankind. That's what's coming. And it doesn't take abnormal people to do normal things. I'm just a guy. Tim Brown's just a guy. Other people across the country. And by the way, they're just normal people. But I wanted to tell you this as a word of encouragement, friends. There's a grassroots level going on here, friends, that they are saying the exact opposite as to what you're hearing from the mainstream media. For you people that are feeding on the mainstream media, you deserve what you get. My Bible tells me, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? James 4:4, doesn't it tell us in 2 Corinthians 6:7, come out from among them, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing? Doesn't the Bible tell us that we're to be not conformed to the world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds by the word of God? You're supposed to be feeding on the bread of life, and if you were like me and us normal people over here, such as Tim Brown, if you feed on the bread of life, you are going to overcome. 1 John 2:4. We're promised to do that. And it's amazing how many people call themselves Christians, but their message is doom and gloom to everybody else around them. That's a cursed tree. That's not a blessed tree. Again, we're supposed to bring the answers, not the problem, to the people. Isaiah 58 verse 12. I got a couple. I got Isaiah 61 in there, and then I was thinking about which lines up with Luke 4:16, and then I was also thinking of that of the fasting chapter, Isaiah 58, so forgive me. But for the sake of time, friends, I want to encourage some of you people. I also want to say this. For you guys in Ohio that are doing your job in government, I just want to be the first one to tell you I appreciate everything that you're doing. I appreciate you people in government. If it wasn't for good government, Americans, that institution that God has ordained, Exodus 18:21, we wouldn't be here today. This is another exhibition of good government in play. And I'm going to finalize it with another point right after this one. Last night, my friend, right when I got done preaching, about 11 o'clock at night, I looked at my phone, and my friend Drew from Ohio sent me this article. Ohio legislature overrides DeWine's veto on public health order bill. Ohio's Republican-dominated legislature has voted to override Governor Mike DeWine in his veto of a bill that allows lawmakers to overturn public health and emergency orders from the state and local health department. I'm here to tell you guys that are good in government, I'm high-fiving you right now. The American people appreciate you for actually being men and women of your word. And we're calling you statesmen, not politicians. You're rightly to be called statesmen. And we need to make distinction, because statesmen and stateswomen, they are honorable individuals that are doing the right thing in serving the people, not themselves and special interest groups. In Ohio, according to WKSU 89.7, Ohio legislature overrode the tyrant DeWine, and they vetoed his bill on public health order bill. In other words, what we've been hearing from judges, federal judges, Supreme Court judges, all across the United States, that keep reminding all the stupid people out there wearing masks that don't work, stupid enough and dummied down and desensitized enough to believe what Anthony Fauci says, if you would only consider the source, Bill Gates and the WHO, the unqualified and the unelected are the ones setting the narrative. I want to tell you, all you good Americans, you've got some good people in government that are standing up for you. And I'll tell you what, you people in government, you've got a lot of good people in this country, God-fearing people, Proverbs 16:6, that are doing the same thing. And we know that you need our support. And that's why we're doing our part out here on the streets to make sure that your voice is heard. And by the way, what's happening in Ohio right now, friends, is exactly what's happening all over the country even now. And I want to tell you why. Because of the grassroots level, the people beginning to stand up against tyranny in the United States of America. So, Nancy, if you want to know what you're supposed to do, I just got done telling you, and I just got done telling our listeners what now for the 10,000th time? Lead the way as you follow the Christ. Lead the way as you follow the Christ. That's all you have to do is lead the way as you follow the Christ, and everything's going to be okay. Do all that you can do, again, and leave the results up to God. I want to end with this, because it's not good enough just to veto the bill. I want to bring it to Article 2, Section 4, where it talks about impeachment. It's not good enough just to impeach. Now, I'm going to make a point here. This is broadcasting from law enforcement today. This is who broadcasted this piece, okay? There's a bill introduced right now in Minnesota that would imprison Governor Walz for unilaterally declaring emergency orders illegally. We have a constitution, Americans. We have our rights given unto us by God, not from the generosity of the state. Our rights don't come from the state. They come from God. Over the last 12 and 13 months in this country, the American people have sat back and found out these frauds for who they are, who are taking orders on a national scale in unison, in concert. And finally, there's enough people beginning to stand up in America that fear God enough to understand what it is, the form of government that our forefathers established, following their example, Hebrews 13:7, to stand up and say, impeachment and vetoing is not enough. They need to be imprisoned. They need to be held accountable for their crimes against we the people. And these folks in the state of Minnesota, they're beginning to catch on. And I'm telling you, what I'm seeing is that the apple doesn't fall too far from the forefathers' tree, does it, friends? Amen. Hallelujah. People are beginning to understand what's going on in Europe, what's going on in Germany, what's going on in Belgium, what's going on in Romania, what's going on in Australia, what's going on in the UK, what's going on in Israel, what's going on all over the world. People are amassing in such a size, they're beginning to demand, like that in Romania, that their governments resign because they're reinstituting a new government. In America, we're not looking for a revolution. In America, we're looking for a reformation. If you want a revolution, go ahead and go out in the streets and fight with everybody. That's what they want. That's the kind of reaction those that are creating domestic insurrection come from the mainstream media and the corrupt politicians. That's what they want. But when you follow the rule of law, friends, you're going to have a reformation. And it's time that we take down corrupt judges lawfully, corrupt governors lawfully, corrupt mayors lawfully, and cause them to understand that there's a consequence for violating the law, just like it is for us under God. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 20.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form. Get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.